So over 9,000 runners from 34 different countries took part in the 34th California International Marathon over the weekend here in Sacramento. Needless to say, the event is a huge opportunity for local businesses around the marathon.
It is, and joining us now live to talk about it, Sacramento Metropolitan Chamber President and CEO Peter Tatishi. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
So what kind of money does this bring into our area, and what kind of, advertising and publicity does it also bring to the area?
So this is actually a really big opportunity for the region. When you talk about, you know, you just said 34 countries coming in, 9,000 runners, and those are the 9,000 that just did the marathon itself. There were additional, 3,500 roughly that did the relay components of it, and another 2,000 or so that did a smaller fun run that are associated with it. You're talking well over 12,000 people that were out there yesterday enjoying, you know, Sacramento's December, and it was actually a beautiful day. We were out there cheering on some of our friends, but it is a big opportunity for Sacramento, and it positions us in a way that, again, internationally, this is an important race because it is a Boston Marathon qualifier as well as a U.S. Olympic Trials qualifier. So it puts us on the map in a significant way in a sport that draws a lot of people here.
Yeah, and Peter, really, kudos to the security around the whole thing. I mean, everything went off without a hitch. I mean, it was just a beautiful day with so many people enjoying it.
Absolutely, and that's the thing is that, you know, you want to have programs that are enjoyable, entertaining, and also challenging. You know, we have probably one of the faster marathons in the country because, for the most part, it starts at a higher elevation and ends at a lower one, and it has great weather in December where it's not too cold, not too hot, so just ideal, and, you know, the security that went into making sure that, you know, people could enjoy, and you actually have a great spectator audience that comes out at all of these different points and encourages these runners throughout the day.
Let's talk a little bit about Donald Trump. He sent out, it was about a half dozen tweets yesterday on this, that the U.S. is going to substantially reduce taxes and regulations on businesses, but any business that leaves our country for another country, well, they're going to face consequences. Is that going to affect Sacramento?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, in Sacramento, you know, our region is a trading region. We do actually engage in a lot of trade, especially in agriculture. And so the concern whenever you start looking at putting on tariffs for companies that might leave, you know, the reaction from the for the countries that are getting these tariffs put on those goods then can be detrimental. And so we are very concerned when it comes to the effects that this would have on free enterprise. That's one of our core values that we stand for at the Chamber. And small businesses need to have those opportunities. So a little concerned with the 35% tariff that he might slap on to any business that relocates overseas and what that does to the trading economy that we need to be supporting.
Yeah, absolutely. Peter, thanks very much. Appreciate your time this morning. Peter Tatishi joining us live. He is the CEO of the Sacramento Metro Chamber of